if the mind has really and truly tasted this love, then it naturally flows along that side, love. When there arises within oneself a negative feeling, a feeling of jealousy, a feeling of hate, a feeling of anger, a feeling of ill will, then one experiences not the same happiness, not the same joy, not the same peace. The mind is disturbed. And there is intense anguish. Whenever this happens, there is intense anguish. And that is what is interpreted and defined in the text as viraha. Parama vyakulata or viraha. Tat vismarane. When that, what is that again? That may mean, throughout the text, that may mean either God or bhakti. Bhakti means love. Tad vismarane, when the psychological contact with that is lost, vismarana may mean also forgetfulness, non-remembering. Smarana, smriti is memory, and vismarana is non-remembering. What is non-remembering? You know, thought about that. What is remember? Huh? That's it. That's it. Precisely. A member of our committee resigned. He went away. Remember, he came and joined again. Once again. He became a member once again. In this consciousness, God was a member, or this love was a member, bhakti was a member. Huh? And suddenly there was an absence of contact. There is an absence of psychological contact with this love or with this God. And in that absence of psychological contact, there is tremendous, terrible anguish. Because when love is absent, its opposite seems to be present. Is that right? When love is absent, its opposite seems to be present. It's not there. It is not a reality. Darkness is not a reality. Even so, hate is not a reality. There cannot be two realities, love and its opposite. But In the non-remembering of this love, its opposite seems to be present. And that itself creates tremendous anguish. And that is known as viraha in bhakti literature. If you study bhakti literature, east, west, north, south, it doesn't matter at all. Throughout the world, it's the same. Right up to the famous expression, Lord, why have you forsaken me? You know, Jesus is supposed to have said while hanging on the cross. It is if you ask Jewish scholars, they will tell you that it is the first line of a psalm, a very popular psalm, Lama Lama Sabachthani. Eli Lama Sabachthani. That is the first line of a psalm. And they say that he didn't feel forsaken or something, but that he was merely chanting a lovely hymn standing on the cross. But however, why does the prayer exist? Why should some prophets or devotees or mystics, why should they have found it necessary to shout, "Oh God, why have you forsaken me?" That is when there is the resignation of the membership. Apparent resignation of the membership. Apparent non-remembering. It's not real. Because God or love, which is omnipresent, can never cease to be from a certain place. But somehow there is an illusory idea, a notion within oneself, that there that contact has been severed.
But what would they call that night of their soul?
Same thing, yes. So, in that state, when there is non-remembering, the devotee feels intense anguish. It is called viraha. Viraha.
Dismembered,
yes. Somehow you feel fish out of water. Fish out of water, I think, is the best explanation. Simile for this. Because the fish also breathes oxygen and lives. Oxygen is everywhere. And yet somehow water is absent. Because water is absent, the fish is unable to breathe. Some medium is absent. It is not as though oxygen is not there and therefore the fish is struggling. Even though oxygen is outside and inside the water, the fish is so conditioned that it can inhale the oxygen only in the water. When it is taken out, it is restless. It's filled with anguish. These are the characteristics, these are the main characteristics of love, the divine love. Number one, the devotee's whole life is directed towards the divine. Directed towards the discovery of this divine love. All his actions are treated as sacrifice or worship of the divine or the divine love. And when this constant contact with the divine love or with the divine seems to be lost, there is intense anguish. So that, this again is obvious now, I think, as the devotee progresses in his bhakti or devotion, he feels this more and more intensely. This is a paradox again. So that the one whom you call a worldly man does not experience as much of anguish as the highly advanced devotee experiences. That again is the oriental explanation of the Jesus' anguish on the cross. That it is only when you are very close to the other shore that you feel the greatest of anguish, even at the least non-remembrance. In the case of a worldly man, for instance, he practically never remembers. He is never in contact with this divine love. So it's all right. If he is in love with his wife, which is again expressed once in a month, otherwise, I mean, he doesn't even look at her. He hates her. Right. So this man's life superficially appears to be full of hate, though he has some love. Occasionally expressed. In his case, the anguish doesn't exist at all. He feels happy when there is love in his heart, but its absence is not seriously noticed. But then as the heart becomes purer and purer, and as the love is experienced more and more frequently, it is missed more and more intensely. And when the devotee is very close to the goal, to the experience of unconditioned, unlimited love, even a moment's non-remembrance of that is felt as tremendous pain, anguish. And it is a pain that brings about the total absorption in the divine love.